This is Sydney Barrows, and this is the third MP3 in Module 4 called Fear of Change, Breaking Free of the Devil You Know. As you've figured out by now, being stuck is all about fear, and that's why all but one of the modules in this Get Unstuck foundational program focuses on getting rid of the core programs of fear. Now, I hope you've been doing the modules and the MP3s in each module in order because they really were specifically designed to build on one another. Please do not work with this one until you've completed Fear of Failure, Fear of Success, and of course, the bonus audio. That was the most important one before you got started. Maybe it's just me, but the clearings on these four MP3s, I don't know, they're just not as repetitive as the others. Of course, there are some, obviously, but there are so many different subjects, and most, you know, so that most of them aren't very long. At the end of each recording, all of the energies that were cleared are replaced with the opposite positive energies and any other empowering and beneficial energies that are chosen for each one of you individually by Source. Remember, you may hear clearings that you think couldn't possibly apply to you. And please discourage your mind from making judgments and assumptions because you would really be surprised at what's going on in there. As you recall from the bonus audio, Source won't do an energy shift without your expressed permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. And you can say it softly, as long as it's out loud, and please do it with a smile on your face and in your heart if possible. And as you're doing it, tell yourself in your mind that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is that you just gave permission for. I'll be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, and it's particularly important that you are not driving, using a knife or any other sharp objects, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. So, find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably a place where there are no electronic devices, magazines, television, or anything else to distract you. If you're really serious about getting the most out of this session, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply sit there and just be. So relax, sink into your chair or sofa, quiet your mind, and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils and follow it as it travels into your lungs and down into your belly. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Relax even more. Sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you, as you continue to breathe in and out. Now, please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. You don't have to say it loudly and have a positive feeling as you say it. Maybe even a smile on your face and in your heart. And don't forget about that intention to benefit to the maximum possible degree. Please give me a moment to do this. Now we're going to remove some of the negative and disempowering programming, which is made up of thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this, especially specifically to you, that you have about change. And this covers change in yourself as well as making changes in general. I ask the Creator to remove these programs. I don't want to change. I don't want to be who I'd need to be to change. I don't want to do what I'd need to do to change. I don't want to make the choices I'd need to make to change. I don't want to make the changes I'd need to make to change. I don't want to make a change. I don't want to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I don't want to do what I'd need to do to make a change. I don't want to make the choices I'd need to make a change. I don't want to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I don't know how to change. I don't know how to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I don't know how to do what I'd need to do to change. I don't know how to make the choices I'd need to make to change. I don't know how to make the changes I'd need to make to change. I don't know how to make a change. I don't know how to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I don't know how to do what I'd need to do to make a change. I don't know how to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I don't know how to make the choices I'd need to make a change. I fear what will or might happen if I change. I fear what I imagine will or might happen if I change. I fear what will or might happen when I change. I fear what I imagine will or might happen when I change. I fear what I've decided will or might happen if I change. I fear what I believe will or might happen if I change. I fear what I've decided will or might happen when I change. I fear what I believe will or might happen when I change. I fear what I will or might lose if I change. I fear what I imagine I will or might lose if I change. I fear what I will or might lose when I change. I fear what I imagine I will or might lose when I change. I fear what I've decided I will or might lose if I change. I fear what I believe I will or might lose if I change. I fear what I've decided I will or might lose when I change. I fear what I believe I will or might lose when I change. I fear what will or might change if I change. I fear what I imagine will or might change if I change. I fear what will or might change when I change. I fear what I imagine will or might change when I change. I fear what I've decided will or might change if I change. I fear what I believe will or might change if I change. I have some fear about what I've decided will or might change when I change. I fear what I believe will or might change when I change. I fear what will or might happen if I make a change. I fear what I imagine will or might happen if I make a change. I fear what will or might happen when I make a change. I fear what I imagine will or might happen when I make a change. I fear what I've decided will or might happen if I make a change. I fear what I believe will or might happen if I make a change. I fear what I've decided will or might happen when I make a change. I fear what I believe will or might happen when I make a change. I fear what I will or might lose if I make a change. I fear what I imagine I will or might lose if I make a change. I fear what I will or might lose when I make a change. I fear what I imagine I will or might lose when I make a change. I fear what I've decided I will or might lose if I make a change. I fear what I believe I will or might lose if I make a change. I fear what I've decided I will or might lose when I make a change. I fear what I've decided I fear what I believe I will or might lose when I make a change. I fear what will or might change if I make a change. I fear what I imagine will or might change if I make a change. I fear what will or might change when I make a change. I fear what I imagine will or might change when I make a change. I fear what I've decided will or might change if I make a change. I fear what I believe will or might change if I make a change. I fear what I've decided will or might change when I make a change. I fear what I believe will or might change when I make a change. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included, and for all to be released, dissolved, healed, deactivated and cleared from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and sent up to Creator's light to be transmuted into love and light, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just deactivated and cleared with the exact opposite positive energies, and also any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time, and for it all to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes, and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention that any energy shifts you've made today that have prevented energy work you previously experienced from being processed and activated to now be processed and activated in the highest and best way in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please say yes to allow me to do this and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, to synchronize them with your etheric body, and to bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me several moments to complete it because it's a little complex. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. That got a little confusing there for a minute, didn't it? It sounded like I was saying the same thing over and over and over again, but it really was a little bit different each time. But even when I say it, it gets confusing. I can only imagine what it sounds like to you listening to it. Anyway, please do sit quietly. It still works, though. It still works, not to worry. Sit quietly for another minute or two, and if you have water within reach, please do have some of it. Water helps your body wash out old energies, and it also helps it integrate and process new energies, so it really is a good idea to drink a lot of it when you're experiencing energy shifts like this. Some of you may have felt energy leaving your body or your energy field during the clearing, and some of you may feel lighter in some way. That's the most common description I get from people. I feel lighter. Now, of course, some of you will feel nothing at all. That's fine. It doesn't mean nothing happened. And I'm one of those people who never feels anything, and this stuff sure works for me. So really, it's not anything to be concerned about. Some of us do, and some of us don't, but it still works. Now, be aware of how you may be feeling differently, thinking differently, and especially reacting to things differently. Now that you have those fears having to do with change, you know, they're being released, and the positive energies have replaced them, and some of you may notice a change immediately, but more often than not, it takes a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three, before you can tell a difference. The thing that that I would ask you to watch out for, though, is when it comes to making choices, that seems to be the most noticeable thing, because let's face it, you have to make a choice when you change. So if you're someone who's just sort of always rejects choices or doesn't even notice choices, that's who you were. Now that you've got these new energies and you've gotten rid of the old energies, you should be noticing, that you're not like that anymore, that you are noticing things and you are making choices to change and that kind of thing, or at least looking into the opportunity. So please, again, please resist the urge to listen to more than one MP3 a day, preferably no more than every 2 days, to give yourself a chance to process and integrate the energy shifts that you just made, because your body needs time to acclimate to the absence of the old negative energies and the presence of the new ones. So please, be good to yourself, be kind to your body, and give it time to adjust. Again, please be sure to drink lots of water for the next several days, and if possible, get plenty of sleep. And as you've heard me say before, it's possible but not likely that you might experience a bit of a reaction after receiving a healing like this one. And these reactions could be physical, they could be psychological, or they could be emotional. Now, if this does happen to you, do not be concerned. The best thing to do, honestly, is to embrace whatever it is that's going on and thank it for being evidence that you're benefiting from what we just did. To tell you the truth, most people don't have any reactions at all unless they've overloaded their systems. So don't expect anything. Just don't be expect if something. Just don't be surprised if something does briefly show up. Now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies that you may have picked up from me while we've been together, and give me a moment to do that. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy these new energies and being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a great rest of the day.